Chapter 40, Vocabulary, Section E. Aresco, areso, aresa, plus the dative, I please. Hecastos, hecaste, hecastun, adjective, each. Thlipsis, thlipseos, feminine, tribulation. Note the long iota in the middle of this word. Poias, poia, poion, interrogative, what sort? Then, removing the P, you get a relative. Hoyas, hoya, hoyan, the sort which, or the sort that. And then, having a tau on the front, toyutas, toyaute, toyuta, a demonstrative, this sort. Posas, posse, posan, interrogative, how much, or in the plural, how many. Taking off the P on the front, hosas, hose, hosan, the relative, as much as, plural, as many as. And then adding the tau, tus utas, tus aute, tus uta, demonstrative, this much, or in the plural, this many. Note that these six pronouns relate to one another quite well, and you may note that the middle letter is the thing that is key. If it's a iota, poias, hoias, and so forth, it asks about kind, what sort. If it's a sigma, posas, hosas, then it asks about quantity, how much. Note that the demonstratives of each are compounded with forms of hutas, haute, tuta. Hrema, hrematas, neuter, utterance. Hru am I, middle deponent regular, I rescue. Note that in both of these words, which begin with a ro, the ro has a rough breathing mark. Stairidzo, stairixo, regular, I make firm or support. This verb illustrates that a very few, but there are still a handful, of zeta-stem verbs do not behave as do dentals, going stairidzo, stairiso, but they behave as do gutturals, going stairidzo, stairixo. Some of the more what one might call in quotes normal forms of dental stems do occur, as noted in footnote 1 on page 278. Tapainao, regular, I humble, that is, make someone else humble. Passive forms are often intransitive, I am humble. Te, an enclitic particle, meaning and, is sometimes combined with kai to give te kai, and this would be the equivalent of kai kai, both and. Hupsao, regular, I exalt, or raise up. Note again, as we mentioned with the o-o contract verbs, these are all factitive. It means I make high. As noted at the end of the vocabulary, don't forget the reflexive and the reciprocal pronouns.